Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Michelle Aubin and Linda Lang.
Welcome to the show today. We're so happy to be with you. This is Michelle Aubin and Linda Lang, and we're going to share with you some interesting, fun conversation. We came upon a topic that we thought would be interesting to go with today, which was energetic resonance, what that means in our lives and how it shows up and what that can feel like and how to maybe make shifts.
It might be a good starting point to actually explain what resonance is, in case there's some listeners that don't really know what we mean when we say energetic resonance.
So what I like to liken it to is when you have a tuning fork and you're in a music room and it's tuned to the note of C, and you strike that tuning fork, the piano or the violin strings or other strings in that room will resonate at that same pitch, because there are actual waves of energy that are emitted by that tuning fork. Everything in that room that is aligned to the pitch of C will resonate with that tuning fork. And the idea is that people are the same way, even animals are the same way, and I would even say that physical objects are made up of energy, and so physical objects are the same way. You know, that might seem like an odd idea, but have you ever gone through some kind of shift in your life and then you go to your closet and you say, I hate everything in my closet, and you just want to get rid of it all and get new stuff? What's happened is you've made a shift. Your objects in your closet are at the old vibration and you just don't resonate anymore. Have you experienced that before? Were you just like, I have to get rid of all this stuff?
Oh, yeah. And even when you're shopping, you know, something that really, really calls out to you and you know you have to buy it, there's that resonance there as well on the going toward. So I definitely agree that physical objects also carry an energetic pattern.
Yeah.
The story of the clock stores, you know, that all the pendulums will start to swing at the same momentum. So all going back and forth, even if they don't start out that way, it's that resonance can be a thing where things will line up to you or become magnetically attracted to you.
Is that this along the same lines of the fact that the pace of the swing is emitting a vibrational frequency?
That's a really good question. I've never actually really thought about it.
That's an interesting idea,
right? It is kind of fascinating, isn't it, to think, mm-hmm. like, here's a clock that doesn't have any, you know, conscious intelligence, and it's keeping time. Why would the pendulums shift so that they all swing in the same cycle? There is intelligence. The energy in all things communicates, right? There's a field that communicates. And like your aura has information, even if you think you're holding a secret, you know, it's in your aura. People might not know your secret, but they can tell there's something there. Their energy system will read it. So the clocks are all together and their energy has information and it just passes through them and they all align.
Everything sort of syncs up together. Mm. I shared this a little earlier, but there was an experience I had when I was in college. I was in a New Age bookstore, and there was a book that fell on my head and just dropped to the floor from the shelf above me. It was so unlikely that this would just kind of happen. Just I couldn't knock it over because it was above my head, and it just fell on my head. So I bought it. The book turned out to be the I Ching, which I didn't know what it was when I bought it. It was just this book with symbols in it. I had no idea what it meant. Later on, I learned what it was, but I had it for a few years before I really understood what it was that I had it in that book. And I bring up that story to say that I think that's an example of resonance on some level, that book wanted to come home with me. That's how I took it. Like, even if I have to knock you on the head to get your attention, you are going to purchase me and bring me home. So that's an example of like a really magnetic resonance.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. Probably most of the things in our aura, we are not conscious of, because it holds all of our beliefs and all of our emotions, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever is there on any level. Our memories, our experiences, there's so much information encoded in our energy field. And then when we meet people, you know, we can repulse people or be repulsed by people if there's not a vibrational match, or we can attract according to our aura. And as a healer, you're a healer as well, we know the importance of really doing the inner work to kind of clear out the baggage, because you want to be a magnetic resonance of something that feels good, that's enjoyable, that's fun, that helps your spirit thrive. I mean, if you don't do it and you've got a lot of unfinished business in your aura, let's say, you're going to just keep creating more experiences because that's the vibration that you are emitting.
I like that you talked about having to clear up the baggage, because what can happen sometimes is when we start to become more conscious of who we are, of what we're, how we're vibrating in the world, you know, how do we become aware of that? We basically look around at our life, and this ties in with the law of attraction, right? Which is the idea that we create everything that shows up for us. It can feel like a challenging idea sometimes when you say, but wait a minute, why are things so hard? How could I possibly choose this, you know, illness or this relationship that's so challenging or this job that sucks? And I think that's a common experience. I know I've gone through that many times, and it can feel like it's happening to us. But this idea of resonance is the kind of truth that speaks to the law of attraction, which is, I may not be creating it with my intention, I'm creating it with my vibration. Well, where does my vibration come from? Right? Where does that come from? That's a challenging idea.
I can't imagine there would be very, very many people at all that would consciously choose to have, you know, the challenges that show up in their lives. Because, I mean, most people would like to enjoy their life and take things a little bit easier. The thought of knowing that all of your thoughts create a frequency that goes out in your energy field, all of your emotions. You know, there are times when we're frustrated, when we're angry, or when we're sad. And it's not that we stick our head in the sand and pretend we're not that way, because then that emotional pattern actually gets stuck in our field, sometimes even in our bodies. And then that it creates physical disease or illnesses. So the trick really is to, first of all, be honest with yourself and feel what you're feeling and feel it completely and let it go. And then, you know, strive for a higher vibrating thought or emotion. Once you get the hang of it, I mean, at first it's really challenging, because we're so attached to our stories and our judgments and our pain and our suffering, that half of the battle is really being willing to let it go.
And I would like to add, in addition to our own stories, there are cultural stories that perpetuate the idea that there are circumstances that happen to us. And to make a shift where you say, I have some influence over how I resonate or how I vibrate.
I have these amazing guides that like to download information, and they actually woke me up the other night with this information, and I made a Facebook post about it. And it's kind of talking about that same thing, that no matter what's happening in your life, there's something you can do about it. You may feel like a victim, you may feel like you have no choice, but there is always something you can do about it. And the reason for that, whatever it is that you feel you don't have control over, so you do have control over how you respond.
Right.
And how you respond can shift the energy. You know, if you keep responding the same way, you get the same results, right? It's Einstein's definition of insanity. When you don't have the ability to respond, to actually choose how you're responding, then you're reacting. And if you're reacting unconsciously, without, then you are either linked to beliefs that are being triggered or some habitual patterns. And if you actually react extremely or overreact, then it indicates you have some emotional baggage, some unresolved emotions, or some trauma that is being triggered by circumstances. And that's just a nasty cycle if you can't stop it and start clearing it out and doing some of that work. You know, of course, things happen in people's lives, and they need to respond with ability, whether it's a medical thing, a job thing, a relationship thing. It doesn't matter what it is, but you want to choose your path instead of just be thrust upon it and find yourself in the middle of a quagmire and you're, you know, sinking with every movement, right?
Yes. And I mean, I recall a time in my life where I was in a job that I loved, and I had clearly manifested certain things about this job. I actually did like a very specific law of attraction exercises to bring about a certain kind of job for myself, and I loved it. And then about 2 years into it, I was getting nudged from my kind of inner self to start doing something else. I was drawn to the idea of starting my own business and doing work for other people, the work that I'm doing now, but I didn't know how, and I felt stuck. And I stayed in that job because I was afraid of not knowing how to create the steps to get there, but I was not in resonance with it anymore. So the baggage was fear and kind of cultural ideas about success and failure, and fear that I would fail and be broke. What ended up happening, because I was not in resonance, was that my health deteriorated, my mood deteriorated, and a whole cascade of things happened. I look back at that and see that it was teaching me about resonance. When we have these difficult challenges in life, I have found that's one of the most helpful perspectives, you know, when the stuff hits the fan and you go, what's going on? And you like, what's this teaching me? And that can be a difficult thing to see in the moment. But when I look back, I go, all right, you needed to leave that job a lot sooner. When we go towards our vitality, that tells us what we're in resonance with. I was excited by business. We get signals.
We sure do get signals, and life becomes easier when we start to listen. There's such great learning on that road to learning how to listen, that just like you say, I taught you about resonance, and the wisdom from that is priceless. So now you know the path always appears beneath your feet, right?
Now I know, and I just laugh because when I look back, I go, wow, you're a slow learner, Michelle. Things can be easy. Things can be playful. I don't have to have struggle. I don't have to have those traumatic learning experiences because I went through it many times.
You wanted the whole picture, Michelle. You wanted the whole picture of how hard it could be, but now you would like to see the other side of that coin.
Yes, exactly. And I laugh. I kind of did things the hard way. And now I'm tired of doing things the hard way. So let's have more fun, right? Resonating with fun and joy.
Something that I'd encourage all of our listeners to play with.
Play
just
with.
Just noticing resonance. They can do that with the people they're with, just simply by noticing how they feel with them or after they interact with them. If it feels good, it feels like it brings them energy or it takes energy away. It's a really easy way to start practicing.
Yeah, it's a really good way also to get in touch with your intuition. If you are faced with a decision that feels your choices don't feel clear, think of one choice, one option, and say, am I excited? Am I depleted? You know, what's the energy? And then think of the other option and say, am I excited? Am I depleted? If you're thinking of something, if you're thinking of what to eat for dinner, what excites you? If you're thinking of where to go, what movie to go to, or if you're thinking of bigger choices, where to live, just to play with that idea, just to get in touch with resonance.
Yeah, it might be good as people are just starting to start small. Like, I like your idea for dinner. Or, I love this because I've taken quite a break from reading and I've just kind of sort of started off reading again. And I have a pretty extensive library and many books I haven't read yet. So when I went on my holiday, I asked what book I should bring with me. And I just kind of pinpointed one. And I've got to say, it's an older book by Greg Braden, actually. And, it was a fantastic book.
What was the book?
The book was called Walking Between the Worlds, and it's a book about compassion. And it was really interesting because it's not that I learned new things, but it's like that's my outlook on life. So here I was all these years living this way, or I could have read the book back in back in the 80s. But it was just really a lovely book to take with me.
Nice for vacation read. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. We will see you next time, and goodbye for now.